Thank you for calling the Debra Povera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi,
Hi.
Emmanuel. We have Ms. Judy Guzman with us regarding the Debra Povera claim. Can you help us from here?
Absolutely. Hello, Judy. Can you hear me
Hello.
okay? Emmanuel
Yeah,
here
my
on a
dog.
re- That's okay. Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Well, y'all, I guess you guys called me. I
Okay.
don't know.
Well, just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
I haven't signed anything.
Okay. Now, were you the one that was diagnosed with meningioma, or was that a family member?
Me.
I'm very sorry to hear that. And then, are you a U.S. resident?
Yes.
Okay. And what date were you diagnosed?
January the 15th, 2011.
2011, okay. Let me put that in. 01/15/2011. And are you the only one that took the depo that ended up getting sick, or do you have any friends or family that also got sick?
Nope, it was just me.
And it was the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic that you took at least for a year and four times in a year, is that correct?
Yes,
Okay.
it was name brand, yeah.
Okay. And what date did you start using Depo?
Well, probably in May of like 95.
Oh wow, okay. So you took it from May until what year?
I only took it for about a year.
Okay. So until 96, let me click that. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And then I have you as Judy, Judy. And spell out your last name, please.
GES, as in Sam, AMAN.
Okay, perfect. And then what would be the best email address for you?
It's JGESAMAN at Yahoo.
I'm so sorry, so J G
E
E.
S A M A N at
Okay.
Yahoo.
Okay. So first initial last name at yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then your cell phone is 918-541-4682.
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that there. And what would be the current mailing address?
2011 F Northwest, Miami, Oklahoma, 74354.
Alrighty. And then when you got diagnosed, what hospital, medical center, or facility was it at?
I was at St. Vincent's Hospital in, I think it's Vista St. Christie Hospital in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. Okay. I see it here, Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, that's it.
And then I have their address. Let me put that in there. And do you recall your diagnosing doctor's name?
Last name was Kraska, Kraska. I think his first name was Eric. He was an ER doctor.
Okay, so Dr. Eric Kraska, Kraska, right? And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnoses to your meningioma or no?
No.
No. And now, was Dr. Eric also the one that treated you?
No.
What was your treating doctor?
Dr. Carl Horn in Albuquerque and Dr. Andrew Metzger in Albuquerque.
Sorry, Carl, spell out Carl's last name.
Horn, H-O-R-N, and it's Carl with a K.
Oh, okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me put that there. And they were also at Crisis, St. Vincent?
No, they were at Presbyterian Hospital in Albuquerque. That's where I had surgery.
Okay, let me get that address. I see it here, bear with me. Let me type this up. So just curious, which weather did you like better, New Mexico or Oklahoma?
Well, we really like New Mexico more for the food.
More for the food? Okay.
Yeah. That's the best food Mexican food you'll get.
And then let me. So it only lets me put one doctor name on this section, so I'll put just Dr. Carl Horn. Then when you were getting the depot prescribed, at what clinic or hospital or center was that?
That would have been at St. John's Hospital in Joplin, Missouri. And the problem with that is, in 2011, that hospital was destroyed by an F5 tornado.
Oh, golly.
I don't know that I have any way to prove I ever took it.
Sure.
Yeah, wiped out the whole town.
And then St. John's, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's not St. John's anymore. It's Mercy.
Mercy Hospital, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put... Give me one second. And then do you recall the doctor that was prescribing the medication?
Probably would have been Dr. Gardner.
Dr.
He's
Gardner.
Probably dead by now.
And were you getting the shots there, or did they prescribe them, you picked them up, and then shot them yourself?
Yeah, I did self-injections. I'm an RN, so I did it myself.
Oh, very cool. What pharmacy were you going to at the time?
Pronto.
In Joplin?
Uh-huh. But again, it was wiped out.
Right. I recall you stated that. And give me one second. Let me put that in the notes here. You said it was a Category 5 tornado?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't get those in New Mexico, do you?
Nope. I was a traveling nurse. That's why I was in New Mexico.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay. Now,
I was at work in the ER and passed out, and they said, oh, wow, you got a brain tumor.
Oh, no. And either yourself or the medical facilities or doctors will have the medical records, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're just about done here. This next section is just asking for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yeah, well, use my husband. His first name is Daryl. It's D-E-R-Y-L.
Same last name?
Eastman.
Okay. And spouse, and then his phone number?
918-325-8522.
Alrighty. Let me put, and then he's obviously in the same address, so let me go copy and paste this one. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical release form. What is your date of birth?
5/13/1962.
5/13/62. And then the social?
440-66-6455.
I'm sorry, I lost you there. 44066.
6455.
455, okay. I'm going to hit send on this. It's going to double check, make sure I didn't miss any of the fields. And then it's going to send you an automated text message and email through DocuSign to allow for a quick e-signature. Okay. I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see on the screen. And then I'll do my best to guide you on where to tap next. But that's coming in right
okay.
now. I show it sent. So if you don't see it, let me know and I'll resend.
I'm opening it right now. Passwords invalid. That's been the theme of the whole freaking day.
Oh, I'm sorry, what did it say invalid when you tried opening it up?
Yeah, I tried to sign in and it says I can't because I
Oh, to your email?
No, to the DocuSign. It won't. It's trying to make me sign in, and I don't have a. I can't remember my password.
You shouldn't need to sign into anything. There should be a link that just lets you start signing. It'll like ask you if you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. You'll check off yes, hit continue, and then it should let you hit a start button.
Nope, it's asking for my email.
Let me try.
And I can't reset the email, my password, because I can't be on email and switch back to email on my.
So let me resend it. It shouldn't ask you to sign in. Let me try resending the text message. Hold tight here. Let me.
Okay.
And then just we'll read out step by step once you get the new one.
Okay. Yep, when I hit review document, it goes back in to sign in.
Is there another link on that text message?
It was an email. No. There's just a big blue box in the middle that says Emmanuel sent you a document to review and sign, and a yellow box that says review document. And when I hit that, it tries to make me sign into DocuSign.
And
I can't.
You can't reset it while you're on the phone. So let's.
I can't be on email and go back and look for an email because then that one closes. And then, I can't do it both.
So if you
maybe you could send it to a different email.
Okay.
And then I could I know that won't work either. Oh yeah, then I could do DocuSign.
Okay.
Somewhere else.
What is the other email you would like me to send it to?
Use jtg.6.sooners@gmail.
Okay, so that's J and then T and then G dot six dot Sooners, Sooners at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So let me send it to that one.
Okay, there it is. Okay, now. Oh, now this isn't going to make me sign in. Okay, so I'm to the contract part of it. sure I got them all. Let me see. I think I missed one. Okay, I got them all signed and initialed.
Okay, and then as far as your email on file, do you want it to be the new one that you gave me, or just keep the other one you gave me first?
Keep the other one. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't check my other one very often.
Sure, not a problem. I'll keep the first one that you gave me. But other than that, I do see this was completed. You're all set for now. In about a week or so, depending on their workload, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves. They're going to double check everything I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors. So even though that call will be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call because that's what's going to get you tidied up in their system. But other than that,
okay.
You're, like I said, you're set for now. Have a good evening. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.